Thank you. Thank you, Reverend. I first embarrassed myself on the Troubadour stage in 1972. Seriously, with a group that I was with then called the Credibility Gap. We had no idea how to be on stage. We were a radio act, and we stumbled around here. And at that time, Howard and Ross had already been on the air for 2 years, so that gives you a sense of how much of a part of this community they and their show are and have been. And when I ran into them at the Richard Thompson show at the Getty, and they told me what had been going on, I said three words: when and how much. We're all here, you know, the evidence before our eyes and ears of you turning out in such numbers and such profusion. The only place that's more crowded than this room is backstage. And which is why I came down here, actually, just to get some air. But it's a sign of the community that they've been able to build with your support and assistance over the years. And, you know, I'm a laborer in the public radio vineyards myself, and I just have to say that, to take a serious moment, what has happened to them is, you know, it's outrageous when stuff like that happens at the hands of corporate executives. When it happens at the hands of so-called public radio servants of the public, it's doubly outrageous. Being said, this evening will go longer than the Florida recount if I don't move along, so I will hasten to introduce our next performers. I have known this young woman since she was the neighbor of a good friend of mine. They lived on a couple of houses that stood on stilts in Laurel Canyon way back when everybody thought it was hip to live in Laurel Canyon. And as she said to me backstage just this evening, "Oh, I remember you came over to my house and we listened to the Dr. Pepper album." Ladies and gentlemen, please, it's true. It is the truth. Please welcome Judy Hensky and Drake Durkin.
Judy's past, and I just want to say it's a very disturbing tale, and it all happened before I knew her.
Wish I had my own guitar so I could feel how far this view. Used to sleep beneath we're going to sing our second number, a song. Catch all others. didn't practice this, but by God, we're going to do it.
Judy, you going to tell your story?
You want to know what? The last time I was on this stage was 30 years ago. So I've got some perspective. Now, they didn't have that bar. That was all people sitting with little tables and stuff. They had a smaller stage, and they had a house band that I used to sing with. And the house band was a bass player named Eddie and a guitar player named Jim. And Jim and Eddie smoked really a lot of pot all the time. That's when it was legal. And so they would kind of get into this miasma kind of thing that they did. And so this one night I was up singing with them, and they were going very slow. They were very plodding, very slow players. And that, so Jim talks into the microphone and says, "Eddie, we're slowing down." And Eddie said, "Jim, how can you tell?" "Because we've stopped." And they had actually stopped. This is a song that's on our album of now, which is called Loose in the World. That's one of the 154 folk albums nominated for a Grammy. Thank you.
Judy Henske and Craig Durkee.
Time grows short. We have a lot of work to do. I need somebody to zip me up. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a panoply of performers here. Nobody watched Grosha's speech Sunday night, so I quote out the window, Josephine. But ladies and gentlemen, we have a panoply of talented artists here. So I just want to say that to me personally, nothing could be more appropriate this year than for the whole thing to end up in Florida. Thank God some places replaced California as America's butt state. Waited way too long. And they couldn't have picked a better one than Florida. Recall, if you will, we started with politicians falling all over themselves to pander to Floridians about Alien Gonzalez. In the middle of the year, OJ moves to Florida to escape. And now we get, you know, to see how Florida runs their elections because the sausage factories weren't open to cameras. I think before this thing is over, it's so tight, it's so close. What America deserves is we're going to find that the next president of the United States was elected by O.J. Simpson. Anyway, please welcome our next performer, the fabulous Mr. Peter Case.
Right.
got a son who's a few years older than me. Come back to my hometown. It's called I'm On the Way Downtown. Thank you.
to the corner from here. It ain't battery box, blast them out of the city. Two heroes are better than one. What justice under the sun? One with a Bible, one with a gun. These days two heroes are better than one. Two teenage girls lived a couple floors down, rooming with a stranger who just got into town. But not about eight, the gal walked out again. A couple of toughs thought they just found a score. They pulled them off, started a gotcha die with a knife. They said, give me your money or I'm taking your life. The girls were so frightened they couldn't move. Time ran backwards, no one knew what to do. The two heroes are better than one. Oh, what justice under the sun? One with a Bible, one with a gun. These days two heroes are better than one. Well, no one saw Albert coming back from the store. He looked quick, looked, didn't need to see more. He lifted his box, cracked a thief on the head. He sank to the pavement with his hands on the red hot of the end. Took a dive after giving the hit. The coyote guys that grabbed a friend and then split. But now before the stranger who just flew into town came out waving a pistol and he fired around. Now everybody vanishes like Alakazam. The cops show up and they're as happy as clams. Shots are reported, there's blood on the ground. Someone dropped a dime, now there's no one around. Two heroes are better than one. What justice under the sun? Well, you might think it's over, but it's hardly begun. These days, two heroes are better than one. All right. He's first to go, but hold a cigar. Here comes a neighbor up, moving the car. Well, pretty soon suspects, 3, 4, 5, and 6, are all wearing cuffs and they're taking their licks. And anonymous sources, now they know the one. It's the black dude on the 5th floor who fired the gun. So the SWAT team arrives and they all start to climb, taking the stairs, 3 at a time, up to the 5th floor where I hear the sound. Now we open up the door, oh, we're knocking it down. And he's on the run. He gets popped from the plant to the wall for a flush. The cops kick down the door, they put his head in the line. The chokehold drive to the lobby, knock, knock, oh yeah. Oh yeah. Here comes the pale strangers with the girl on his tail. He confesses it was me, I fired the shots. Now these are my girls, I'm just protecting the tots. See, I'm from Arizona, hiding out on the land. I'm a runner, I'm a convict, escaped from the snare. I'm too bad for these people, you might think I'm nuts. You shouldn't be in those chains, I know it down in my guts. Two heroes are better than one. One justice under the sun. One with a Bible, one with a gun. These days two heroes are better than one. So later on the same night the cops let everyone go. Except for of course the stars of the show. Turned out the stranger right the back, finance is fine. Shot his skin stabbed, but well, they didn't sound right. Now the stranger's 2 and 20 in his previous home. The girls are both models and they're living alone. Last I saw of ever him, my friends he went down. Cursing their bruises and suing the town.
Two heroes are better than one. One justice under the sun. One with a Bible, one with a gun. These days two heroes are better than one. Two heroes are better than one.
So, I love you too, in a very special way. You know, I don't take sides on controversial issues. I think it's a satirist. No, I think it's a satirist's role to make fun of both sides. But I just have to say, this permit parking thing in West Hollywood has to stop. Any neighborhood where there's permit parking and the curbs are empty, these people are doing something wrong. And I'm going to put this because there's so much lawyer talk on television nowadays. I'm going to put this in lawyer terms. I pay for the public streets. I have the right to use them. If these people don't want me to drive or park on their streets, I want my tax money back. Thank you. Now, in the annals of awful radio stories, our next performers first came to my attention. I'm sure that they were known to the folk scene audience earlier, but at the time that I first became aware of them, they were being played a lot on one of the two Los Angeles eclectic stations, shall we call it, that folded up its tent in order to turn to Spanish language programming. So before I start speaking in Spanish, let me introduce to you, ladies and gentlemen, Loewen and Never. Hi, everybody.
How are you all doing tonight?
Recognize a couple of these guys from Peter's show. Phil Parlapiano on the accordion. And the fetching Hutch Hutchinson on the bass. On percussion we have Tim Timmermans.
Oh, please work now. No? Are you not getting me?
Survive. Did I hear you say?
Brian Owen, everybody.
Dan DeMarle, thank you very much, everybody.
We write a lot of songs about trouble. They say write what you know, right? And we have this saying that we learned from an old Ian Matthews record, which is some days you eat the bear, some days the bear eats you.
Thank you.
more time for Lowell and Navarro. You don't want to get in the way of musicians leaving the stage because you get run over. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to reiterate one more time that the purpose of our being here is to celebrate a community that Roz and Howard helped to build. And please, I don't know if there's a mailing list or if there's email or what, how that's being handled, but try to stay in touch, because what's here tonight is emblematic of what they've helped to build over the last 30 years in a town that supposedly has no community and no roots. So give yourself a hand for being part of it. Coming up are some people that you're probably way familiar with, as the kids say, but let me introduce to you now a performer who, as I understand it, was born in Chicago, but made up for that by growing up in the San Gabriel Valley. Talk about dues. So he's part of the scene, and you probably have become familiar with him through awesome Howard show as well. Please,
are you guys?
Ow! Oh, my thing! How ready are we?
Okay.
Say, did anybody see my phone call with Tom Daschle and Dick Gephardt yesterday? That was some good TV. Wow. How about this? Seriously, did you see that? Al Gore has a conference call with Tom Daschle and Dick Gephardt, but they can't photograph Al Gore. So on live TV, you see Tom Daschle and Dick Gephardt sitting like waxworks listening to Al Gore on the speakerphone for 10 minutes. Seriously. And then, to get a second bite of the apple, they release videotape of Al Gore and Joe Lieberman at the other end of the phone, looking like two teenage girls talking to their, you know, their crush. Unbelievable. Good TV work. But, you know, it's all TV these days. Sounded like you were yelling really loud, and yet I didn't hear you. Ladies and gentlemen. We are cool, ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome the Joel Raphael Band.
Thank you so much. And I just want to speak on behalf of the whole band and say, Howard and Roz, we are so proud to be your friends. Well, a homeless got the old hee-ho from the China to face the day. The cops came down at sunrise to the shadow of the bridge. And they told us to pack up and move 3 dozen will test. And after confiscating tents, posting signs on walls and poles, they ran us off to stay. If you show up back down here again, we'll haul your ass away. I'll run you down like crooks or thieves, and in our jail cells keep all us off to jail tonight. At least we'll get some sleep. Well, they tell us to get out of here, and we say that where to go. There's no pain for the woods and ends, is everything at home. Well, sure, they gotta do their jobs, why must they be so rude? shabby, carts are filled with everything. I'm here because I lost my job, and in fact I have no cash. And the cops, they roust us every day, except when cameras flash. So tonight could be the evening news on television set. And when you're busy, the day begins, so soon you will begin. The home of the brave, the land of the free. Sunrise to the shadow of the bridge. And they told us to pack up and move 3 dozen military. And after confiscating tents, red. They told us that we had to leave, but the things we don't. And so tonight we stay some other place where we do not know. Jeff Berkley over on the far right. And then next to me, this is Carl Johnson on guitar. I'm Joel Raphael, and this is my daughter, Jamaica Raphael. Nobody can see you on a tree. And we know try to keep me over yonder in the minor key. There ain't nobody that can sing like me. No, there ain't nobody that can sing like me. as you have painted my dreams with the colors from your brush that you held in your hand. Painting panels and windows and castles made of sand. Now they fade like the sun, turning back into
gentlemen, you've heard a lot about Ron Howard, and obviously if you're fans of the show, you've heard this for years. It's my pleasure and honor now to introduce the creator and host of Folk Scene, Ron Howard Live.
Indicted co-conspirator on Folk Scene, Peter Cutler. I've been thinking for the last couple of days of what I might say up here. And one thing that just occurred to me as I sat down there, this is the first time in the 35 or so years that I've been coming to this club that I didn't have to get anybody's permission to come upstairs. I want to thank you all for your support, your encouragement, most of all, for your friendship. We'll do our best to bring folks in back. In fact, I think Roz is going to share some exciting news with you right now.
I want to thank you all first for coming. Really appreciate all the love in this room. We really, really appreciate you guys. And I got to thank Alyssa Archibald. You say you have a problem? She said, I'll take care of it. And she always does. So where is Blondie? We call her Blondie because we love her very much. But I do have an announcement. I have one little announcement. Our friends at KPIG in Freedom, California, called us up last week, and they're going to let us have a spot on their internet until we get something locally. So we hope it's going to start on December 11th. It's going to be every week, and it's going to run continuously for an entire week, one show. So check the Folk Scene website at www.folkscene.com for further updates. And I'm so pleased they're letting us do this. I mean, we're going to go through the Folk Scene archives until we have a regular spot, and we have a recording studio we can go and start doing live guests again. But we have lots of massive amounts of archives. So we're going to be playing CDs, records, live, the guests from God knows where, from every place. So
we're not becoming extinct, we're just mutating.
Say something.
I'm really proud to have these people be my friends for the last 28 years. And I'm so proud.
This is the world's best engineer, but I want to thank Wayne and Woody and all the folks here and all the performers who came here and just made this evening possible, and I really, really appreciate it. So please stay in touch with us. Don't go away, because we're going to be here forever, I swear.
We may not have a president of the United States, but we got a king of California. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Dave Allen.
Well, about 23 years ago, I was a fry cook in Long Beach, California, and I used to have to go down at like 9 a.m. and start turning on the fryers and, you know, getting ready for the day's labor. And in those days, they used to, KPFK used to broadcast the Folk Scene shows during the morning, and so I would always turn on the Folk Scene show and listen to it. And back when I was a zit-faced fry cook, I had no idea that I'd ever won. Definitely not be here, but ever make it on Folk Scene, period. And the first time I was on Folk Scene was about 1986, or 87, I guess. And when I sat there and for the first time across from Howard and Roz, I figured, and not only was I very nervous like I am right now, but I also figured I had made it. So I wasn't going back to being a fry cook. Her father, the same man.
to the golden way. For I have neither gold nor silver, but my golden duty shed no tear. For I think that it's paid for longer, that I will return to claim your dear. Over deserts, high-tip mountains cold, I traveled the Indian country, whispered your name under lonesome skies, and your memory my only company. But my golden duties have no fear, for I think that it's better here to warn you that I will return to claim your name. It's the king of California. Sacramento town to see a goldfield, and I would my stake on the river bank. When I was dreaming, 'tis how a rich man feel. So my golden field is on a hill, for I can't let it be to warn you that I will return to thank you.
anyway, this is a song we did on the record, and this is one of those old folk songs. You wanna use this mic, or you wanna use? I thought I got this one in my height.
This looks good.
This is appropriate for folk scene. This is one of the most folk songs. Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird. She wonders as she flies. She brings us glad tidings, and she tells us no lies. She sucks up the pretty flowers, till she sings loud and clear. She never, I was cuckoo till the springtime of the year. Was always weird combinations of people would happen at folk scenes. You know, you could play with people that you normally wouldn't play with because of schedules or whatever and prices. People tend to work cheaper when they come on folk scene. And so what we'd like to do is let's pretend we're in the mighty folk scene studio. Let's get some friends down here. Let's get James Cruz to come down and play Barstool. Let's get the, you know, Jackson, you're a good bass player, but I hear you play accordion. Why don't you pick up the accordion? Let's get Hutch down here to play bass. Hutch Hudson. James Cruz, let's get Phil down here to play some piano. He's around. And if Peter Case is still here, let's get Peter up to play harmonica. Peter, you around? I think we can officially now make a big loud racket. Well, while we arrange this, I'll tell you a little story about this song. This is a song that I wrote a long time ago And midway writing through this song, I thought this would be a great song for the Balfa Brothers. And unfortunately, they'd all passed away by the time that I'd written the song. And the song had been recorded many different ways by many different people, but a few years ago, it was recorded by a guy named Buckwheat Zydeco. And after Buckwheat recorded it, it became sort of a minor Cajun Zydeco standard. And when I meet people now, like Tino Delafosse or even Buckwheat himself, and they find out that I wrote this song, you know, because all the bands down there on Interstate 10, east of Houston and west of Baton Rouge, they all play this song, and they think it's an old Cajun song. Little did they know that it was written down in California. And so when I meet these guys, they always look at me like this. So, I've never recorded this song as if the Balfa Brothers had done it, but we're going to give it a try as if we're one big Balfa Brothers family up here.
All right.
It's in the key of G, guys. Bradley, kick her off.
Thank you.
where I live part-time, we have three words for what just happened. Yeah, you right, Dave Allen. I mean, Dirty Rice all over Sam Iger, just a little bit longer. Now, all right, ladies and gentlemen, we're still here. Isn't that amazing? We've been here long enough that Dan Rather has had three different hair colors. Who's counting? Who's watching? Yeah, good question. I do want to say one serious thing on that point, which is obviously all the networks. Remember back at election night? That seems like about a year ago now. And it almost was, but we all remember how they embarrassed themselves. And they're now, I don't know if you've followed this, but the networks are all, they've hired task forces. Seriously, experts to figure out what they could do better on election night. Now, while they're at work, I propose a little task force of our own. If we don't want guys to come on television and tell us how the election came out before we've even voted here in California, there's one thing that we all can do, and that's when you leave the voting, and I know I'm preaching to the converted here, but you can tell your friends, when you leave the booth and somebody comes up to you with a clipboard and says, can I talk to you about how you just voted? Tell them the four most important words in the English language at that point, none of your business. There's no constitutional right to hold an exit poll, but there is a constitutional right to a secret ballot. And it's amazing that, you know, if a guy came up to you with a rifle and asked how you voted, you'd think it was a ridiculous affront to your freedom, but, you know, sometimes you can get more honey with a clipboard than with a rifle. So just remember that the answer to any pollster is none of your business, and maybe we'll have an untrammeled election next time. That's no guarantee that we'll have any better candidates than we had this time. That's a whole different question. But, you know, with two candidates like this, I think the best result was a tie. Ladies and gentlemen, a legend. An institution. And yet, a man. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jackson Brown.
Thank you, Harry. I like that institution part. I like that. Reminds me a little bit of something Ralph Nader said about George Bush. He said he was a conglomerate masquerading as an individual. Turn them down a little bit. And turn the high side down just a little bit. Well, they didn't tell me I was going to have to follow a big band. Just turn it down. It's way too loud. There you go. Sarcastic. It's off now, right? There you go. You'll never see no more.
sweet and rain. I'm going out on this sorrow and find my way to Southern Spain.
Rock me on the wall, rock me on the wall, rock me on the wall.
used to be there was a, when you sing the hoop here, there was a 4-song rule, and you'd wait out there in front about 4 in the afternoon, and you might get on when I turn it down, and you'd do 4 songs. It's more or less over before it began. Except that this place has always been such a great place to hang around. Well, I can't say always, because I haven't been here in many years. I was going to do 3 songs, but I noticed that Jennifer Warren's only sang 1 song tonight, so I'd like to invite her to come out here and do a song.
When it falls apart.
We're gonna do one more song. I just wanna tell everybody that was up here. After this is gonna be the finale, and I'm not sure everybody can fit on stage, but I do think we ought to try. So I'm gonna invite Jeff Berkeley from and Hutch Hutchinson. Would you come up here, Hutch? Thank you.
because of what we did starting here in this club and the support of Howard and Roz that we were able to make an album called Will the Circle Be Unbroken. And because they played it and let LA know that it was out, it sold a few copies here. I was very proud to be able to be a California banjo player recording with Earl Scruggs at the time. And then we just, last month, the original Nitty Gritty Dirt Band got together in Nashville to do an IMAX History of Country Music where we were doing this song with everybody that ever played a G chord. But you gotta turn up the banjo mic. We'll see what happens on this.
Thank you.
thank you very much. I think we had more fun than you did.
Very much. God save you.